This is Dr. Singh, continuation of psychiatric note on Carolyn Henderson under review of system under general patient complaint of back pain. Rest of the symptoms, eyes, ears, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, skin, neurologic, psychiatric. Please check as normal review of systems. Next, for a past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no, prior psychiatric history of suicide attempts, no, prior history of aggression, no. Next, prior substance abuse history, under check, no, for alcohol, cannabinoids, opioids, stimulants. Next, paragraph, psychiatric social history, would you consider your upbringing average? Have you experienced any form of emotional, physical, sexual abuse? No. Current highest level of education, high school. Next paragraph, social support, family, friends, current life stress, current medical issues, social history, patient. Save that information. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, please add history of saddle embolus or pulmonary artery with acute core pulmonal. Number two, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Number three, difficulty in walking. Number four, muscle wasting. Number four, hypertension. Number five, hyperlipidemia. Number six, spinal stenosis. Number seven, post-laminectomy syndrome. Next paragraph, medications, no psychotropic medications, please add that as current medications. Next paragraph, physical or psychiatric examination, vital signs, blood pressure is 134 over 68, pulse 72, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general looks appropriate for stated age. Grooming adequate, body build normal, eye contact good. Next paragraph, demeanor, mildly anxious, oriented to person only. Attention, concentration, good, judgment, limited insight. Impaired. Impulse control, intact speech, normal, rate normal, volume normal, language normal, thought process, or organized flight of ideas, no thought content, no delusions, paranoia, hallucinations, suicidal ideation denied, homicidal ideation denied, memory, immediate mildly impaired, memory recent, mildly impaired, fund of knowledge, fair, abstract thinking, intact mood, mildly dysphoric, sleep, good, appetite, good. Save that information. Next paragraph, coordination counseling, care history, coordination counseling with patient. Next paragraph, specific matter addressed as indicated in this note. Resident status, need for follow-up, diagnosis and finding, recommendation, treatment. Save that information. Next paragraph, adjustment disorder. Adjustment disorder, next paragraph, assessment. Adjustment disorder with depressed mood at 43.21. Plan support provided. We had no indications for any psychotropic medication. Number two, mild cognitive impairment. Of uncertain etiology, G31.84. Next paragraph, save that information under disposition. Check consent to continue services through behavior care solutions. Next paragraph, document any symptoms of depression. Next paragraph, patient does show evidence of cognitive impairment and has limited awareness into her current medical problems, medications. Here she seems to lack capacity to make informed medical decisions at this time. However, capacity can change with change of her medical condition and environmental factors. Period, reconsult if another capacity is warranted in future. Next paragraph, orders and procedure 90792. This is the end of dictation of Carolyn Henderson. Thank you.